You are listening to OmniTalk's Retail Daily Minute. Here are your day's top headlines.
Today's Retail Daily Minute is brought to you with the help and support of Ownit AI. Ownit AI helps brands and retailers win Google search by answering their shoppers' questions online. To learn more, visit ownit.co.
Headline one comes to us from GeekWire. A recent experiment conducted by GeekWire compared three different grocery shopping methods at an Amazon Fresh grocery store in Seattle: the Just Walk Out cashierless technology, the Amazon Dash Cart, and the traditional checkout line. The goal was to determine which method was the fastest and most seamless. Surprisingly, the Just Walk Out technology, which Amazon is moving away from in its large format grocery stores, emerged as the most seamless and fastest option. This system uses cameras and sensors to track items as shoppers pick them up, automatically charging them when they leave the store. Despite Amazon's decision to shift focus away from this technology, it proved to be the most efficient method during the experiment. On the other hand, the Amazon Dash Cart, equipped with built-in sensors and scanners to track items as they are placed in the cart, was the most frustrating option. Participants found the process clunky, inconsistent, and difficult to navigate, especially when dealing with items that needed to be weighed. Despite the convenience of proximity sensors and access to Alexa shopping lists, the overall experience with the Dash Cart fell short of expectations. Finally, the traditional method of shopping, using a non-digital cart and checking out at the cashier, was deemed the easiest and most straightforward option. Although it took slightly longer, the process was familiar and did not involve the complexities of the digital technologies. Overall, the experiment highlighted the challenges and limitations of implementing high-tech solutions in grocery shopping. While cashierless technology offers convenience, it still has room for improvement, as demonstrated by the issues encountered with the Dash Cart. As Amazon continues to innovate in this space, it remains to be seen what improvements will be made to enhance the shopping experience for customers. Headline 2 comes to us from CNBC. The recent federal rule that caps credit card late fees at $8 will have significant implications for department stores and other retailers that rely on store-branded credit cards to drive purchases and revenue. This change, scheduled to take effect on May 14th, will impact retailers' highly profitable business of earning revenue from customers' credit card transactions and the associated fees. Department stores like Macy's and Kohl's, along with specialty retailers such as Gap, will feel the squeeze from this new rule. Since department stores are already facing revenue pressures, the reduction in credit card late fees will exacerbate their financial challenges. Store-branded credit cards have been advantageous for retailers as they encourage purchases, provide insights into customer behavior, and serve as a perpetual advertisement. However, even before the new ruling, retailers' credit cards faced challenges due to changing consumer payment preferences, such as the rise of buy now, pay later options, and the popularity of credit cards offering experience-based perks. Despite the benefits of store-branded credit cards, the revenue generated from these cards represents a relatively small portion of retailers' net sales. For example, Macy's credit card revenue accounted for nearly 3% of its net sales in the most recent fiscal year. Retailers like Target, Macy's, and Kohl's have reported declines in credit card revenue for the past year, reflecting reduced discretionary spending and evolving consumer payment behaviors. Target, for instance, experienced a decline in credit card revenue from $734 million to $667 million in the prior fiscal year. To offset the losses from reduced credit card late fees, retailers are exploring strategies such as increasing customers' use of co-branded cards, which can be used for purchases beyond the retailer's stores. Kohl's, for example, has been encouraging customers to switch from store-branded credit cards to co-branded cards issued by Capital One, which can be used for broader purchases. This shift aims to mitigate the impact of the late fee cap and drive incremental revenue for the retailer. Overall, the reduction in credit card late fees poses a significant challenge for retailers that rely on store-branded credit cards as a revenue stream. Headline 3 comes to us from NBC New York. The Locker NYC initiative launched by New York City is a promising step in combating package theft, a prevalent issue in urban areas like NYC. With around 90,000 packages reported stolen or lost in transit daily, the need for innovative solutions is evident. The initiative involves installing free public delivery lockers in neighborhoods affected by theft and space constraints. These lockers, part of a one-year pilot program, offer a secure location for package deliveries and can accommodate up to 25 packages at a time. They are accessible to residents and can receive packages from multiple delivery carriers, enhancing convenience and accessibility. Currently, 7 lockers are operational across the city, with more planned for installation. The existing locations include several neighborhoods in Brooklyn and one in Queens, strategically placed outside grocery stores and apartment complexes for easy access by residents. the expansion of the Loughran YC initiative to additional neighborhoods like Bushwick, and Hell's Kitchen demonstrates the city's commitment to addressing the issue of package theft comprehensively by providing a safe and centralized delivery solution. The Loughran YC initiative aims to deter thieves and provide peace of mind to residents expecting packages. This initiative aligns with broader efforts to enhance safety and security in urban environments and reflects the city's proactive approach to addressing emerging challenges.
That wraps us up. This has been your Retail Daily Minute, brought to you by OmniTalk. Be careful out there.